Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That's Shotgun. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you and having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. Bill is president and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI, Inc. I encourage you to go to DSI.biz and check out all the things that they do there, especially the articles that Bill writes. And I promise you, you'll become smarter when you do that. Bill is a global businessman and someone we turn to when we want to find out some of the most interesting things going on in the world. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I learned about you recently is a project you've been working on. Now, I already knew that you were the chairman of the Illinois Finance Authority, the ICA. I already knew that. And, the IFA, I should say. What I didn't know was that you have a project, maybe kind of a pet project, that you're helping with your organization to help fund, and it's associated with the Loyola University. Is that right?
It is actually, but it involves all of the medical schools and or dental schools in the state of Illinois. So there are 10 altogether: 7 medical schools, 3 dental schools.
And it's associated with it involves the Dreamers.
It does,
right? Because we in the last segment we got Bill to help us understand what a Dreamer is. A dreamer is someone who was born in another country, but brought to the United States by their parents, and through no fault of their own, they find themselves in a never and ever land. They're not legal citizens, but they didn't have anything to do with that. So go ahead and tell us, you're interested in these people.
I am. Well, you know, many of them don't even speak the native language and have never been back to the country that they're from. They think they're Americans, don't they? They think they're Americans, and they're American kids by any other standard, save for the fact that they don't have Social Security numbers nor documentation.
Yeah.
So I'm also on the board of trustees of Loyola University, and at Loyola University augments or has its monthly, or I should say quarterly, board of directors meetings, and they vary the campuses. And one of the campuses that they had a meeting on about a year and a half ago was the medical school. And as long as they were at the medical school, they asked the dean to say something about his pet peeve, and he said, one of my pet peeves is I've got highly intelligent Dream Act kids who would make great doctors, but I can't put them in my school because since they are Dream Act kids, they do not qualify for graduate school loans from the U.S. federal government, which are only available for citizens.
So this is a professor, this is someone who has Dreamer students in the undergraduate program.
Well, this is he's the medical school dean, and he's seen bright students in the undergraduate program who want to become doctors.
Who were dreamers? They were able to. So the dreamers can attend colleges and undergraduate schools.
Often the financial aid available through schools can get them through colleges, but the professional schools require substantial loans. The U.S. government will make loans to people who want to be doctors and dentists,
mm-hmm.
and there are programs for that, but if you are an undocumented illegal, those loans
by
are not
definition,
available to you.
They can't connect those two. So your program is going to do what?
You know, in Illinois, we have a program that helps farmers get in business through the IFA. We've had it for almost 80 years. I thought if we could find a way to send these kids to school and in trade for that, model it after the United States Public Health Service deal, where after they go to school, I'm willing to make a loan to them. After they go to school, they come back to an underserved area in Illinois for 3 years. And at the end of those 3 years, they get their interest on their loan forgiven, not their tuition, because mm-hmm. they can't get a deal as good as the American kids get.
It is a loan. They got to pay it back.
They got to pay it back, but they've got to do. But they can. I'll waive the interest if they do 3 years in an underserved area. Now, mm-hmm. when you talk about Illinois and Chicago, Jim, you know you're talking about the city that has the largest Polish population outside of Wausau. So I'm not. I've got a. It turns out that 12 kids applied. 9 were accepted to Loyola, which is the first of the schools to do this. And they're from Guatemala. They're from Thailand. They're from Nigeria. They mm-hmm. are a rainbow of kids from around the world. And if you think about the communities they'll be able to serve, this is a great way. And most of them, obviously, after they do 3 years in those communities, you and I both know that the likelihood is they're going to stay there, right, and they're going to develop a practice there, which is a great way to get this going. So I offered this to all medical and dental schools in Illinois. Loyola is the first one to take me up on it. There are several others that are likely to do it, and it's become somewhat of an internet sensation. The Dreamer kids understand, you know, that they can finally get the professional degree and they can get it done. And I'm getting applications from all over the country, or Loyola is, I should say.
All right, so here's a question that I must ask. All those schools, I'm assuming, don't have applications or positions for students going wanting. I'm assuming that they have people who want to go in, who want to be in those schools. So
correct.
If that's true, then it also sounds to me like the Dreamers might be bumping a legal citizen out of a seat. Am I right or wrong about that?
You are absolutely right, but let me talk about this on merit. Loyola, for example, I'll use that because it's right here, admits about 150 kids a year to its four-year medical school program. Mm-hmm. It is solely on merit. And so what the dean wanted was, these kids may be bumping other kids, but they're the best of the best. In other words, they've got to go through a regular process. All I'm offering them through the IFA
is this tuition. Is this evaluation blind with regard to citizenship?
Yes. And so what, you know, you find the best of the best, if you will, and if they qualify otherwise and it turns out they need a loan from me at the IFA in mm-hmm. any of these medical schools, they get it through me. Now, the reason that three of them who were accepted didn't come is they were so good that Yale gave them, in one case, a scholarship to attend free. I mean, that's how good and smart these kids are. So any university can give them a scholarship.
As long as this doesn't become some kind of a... I mean, of course, the work that you're doing, I appreciate it. A hats off to you. But as long as this acceptance doesn't become some kind of a quota situation,
nope.
That's the part that I would worry about. Some kind of political correctness, you know, gone weird or something.
Jim, you and I would only want the doctor working on us who's the smartest person available.
I agree. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Bill Brandt. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.